produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
I've stopped, started, wondered, paused, wondered again. Am I overthinking? I hear the Lord saying, be still and know that I am God. I'm with you always. Is the Lord that sustains us. And when I hear that, there is a calming that immediately allows me to be still in the very thought that I am not alone. No matter what I may encounter, He's saying to me as a child, as a father says to his child, be still, like a little scrape on your knee or whatever, something that disturbs our peace. I can see and hear the Lord saying, be still, I got you. Let me look at it. Let me assess the situation. I say all that to say, it reminded me of an illustration of God's hand holding it held out, saying, let go and let me take over. I don't know about you. Even now, knowing that the Lord is with me, the Lord has kept me and is keeping me continually. Sometimes, like a child, there are those things that I still kind of hesitate to say, Lord, really? Because we know once the Lord comes in, when we allow Him, really allow Him into the situation, get ready. Because the way we see it and the way the Lord sees it is two separate happenings. But we know when we really release it, if we're honest and say, I take my hand off it, that's not easy for me. I quietly want to be in control. I want to see it through my own thinking, how I thought of it. But because He's a good Father, He sees things. He knows our beginning and our end. He formed us. So why would He not know what is best and ideal for us? And when I think about it, the Word says, He formed us from the womb. He's the maker of all things, who spreads out the earth by himself. Isaiah 44:24. And when I just even touch on that and I think about that, why am I so hesitant? Because I know once the Lord, because he knows me, because he knows we tend to change our minds, or as we walk into and go along for a while, situations can change. The reality of the situation can bring adjustments, even in relationships. But let's deal with ourselves as individuals. Because if we are doing our spiritual self-assessment, we do make adjustments. So why not go back? Why not seek the Lord to make the right adjustments? I found that when I did not hesitate and I followed and allowed the Lord to really take over and sit back and really let the word be the word in me, be still and know that I am God. When I really sat back and quickly trusting, leaning, taking me out of the equation, how I thought it should be, my understanding, which the word says, lean not to thine own understanding. The word is powerful. But it's a guide. The Father knows that we are not always going to be still. We're not always going to follow. We're going to get distracted along the way with our own thoughts of how we see the situation. But when we release it and let him take over, yes, there are adjustments, but in the end, when we are over on the other side of the situation, we are finding, stay with me, that God's way was the best way. It takes the pressure off. It restores our peace, not always right away. Maturity, not always right away. But when we come to the end of the thing, oh my, how we can only say, but God, oh my Lord, I thank you so much that I did not do it my way. Because if we're honest, the times that we didn't, how many times have I had my children say, I know, I got it. Fast forward, how often do we say the same thing to the Father? I know, Lord, I got it. It's okay, I'll do it. I see. And he's like, all right. But there's that still small voice saying, be still and know that I am God. Are we listening, or are we just want to get to the end of the thing? We want to see what we can do. And he's okay with that. When there's a lesson to be learned. But when we get to that place of maturity, we recognize it's not just about me. It's not just about you. What we do affects others. So why not sit down at the table with the Father? Why not come to Him in prayer? Why not ask Him to lead and guide us? Because He sees so far ahead. His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. The Word tells us this. It's so, so easy to say, I got it. But do we really have it? I can now say there were a lot of things that I didn't have. I thought I did. But when I realized that it's not just about me, the hard way, of course, they weren't easy lessons. But when I realized the Lord was saying, let go, let me take over, I had to come to that place of understanding. He's not doing it for anything but my good. He's doing it for my good. How could I not let Him take over? I had to admit, I did enough. I gotta let the Father come in because I'm gonna mess it up. Same thing in relationships, same thing in self. It's not easy. Even now, admitting how many times have I bumped my head because I said to the Father, I know, I got it. So when I hear my children say that, or I hear a friend say that, I'm like, ouch. I hope you do. And I don't mean that in the sense of wanting to see you fall on your face. It's just that it reverts back to the Lord saying, sound familiar? Did you have it? No, Lord. Be there for them. Guide them. But remember, be still and know that I am God. This journey that we're on, we can see, we can desire, but unless we bring it to the Father to really see us through to accomplishment, and I don't mean that in the way that society would think. It could be in the simplest form. If we go to the office or we're on a conference call, we're doing a check-in. We're doing a self-assessment. We're talking to a team. Even in the smallest sense of the word, and not whatever it is that you may have to do in your daily walk. Even consulting about your health. What's best for you? Same thing. Have a conversation with the Lord so that we're in alignment. Sometimes there's conversations to be had in the home. How are we going to do this? Is it the right time to do this? Is it the right time to make an expensive purchase? Is it necessary? Who's going to do the work? Are we going to do it ourselves? Is it going to be a home project? Or is it something that must be handled by the professionals? The Father is a professional. He knows our beginning and our end. Why not go back? He made heaven and earth. Why would He not know and see far down the road, this path that we're on? The Lord wants us to follow, and it's for our good and those that we encounter on the way. How can I advise you if myself have not been ready to take on being advised and led. The blind leading the blind. Where are we headed? Not in the direction that we need to be. Something to think about. I paused because even now, he's saying, be still and know that I am God. He's saying, pause. That's what my understanding is. Pause and know to come to me first. And even then, the smallest thing. I could see something and like a kid in a candy store, I want it right away. But am I thinking about the result of something along the way that I may need? Be still, pause and reflect. Is this a need or a want? Even in our daily walk, even in how we go about what it is that we think we need and want. We need it, yes, but is it the right time? So often, maturity, we can say, wow, I could have waited. Man, if I just waited, I would have found that this person had the same thing, or I found the same item I needed, but I found it that it was better quality over at this place, or I found that this person actually had another item that went along with that. And I'm speaking in the sense of put your thing there. Because there's so many things that we tend to say, I got it. Or this is it right here. Haste. There are some things, even now, we're practicing a pause. Be still. That is not easy for me. Why can I say it now? Because I've had to stop and pump my brakes so many times, especially now. Especially now. He's saying, be still. Why? Because I'm at a place now that I cannot make hasty moves from a temporary location. And I pray, as always, that it makes sense. Because we have to get to a place of, we have to have a reality check. And I say this often, and a reality check for my situation. I can want what my sister has, or my brother, or my friend, but am I ready to make the adjustments that's necessary to get it done with what I'm working with my asset, my resource? We have to come to that place of maturity and self-assessment. I paused because it is so necessary that I continue to say, Lord, what are you saying? What are you saying in this? Because I need to get it right. I want to get it right. Because I recognize that when I don't, it can affect the whole household. And maybe you live alone, but it just may be something that in you that feels, I could have done that differently. I might have wasted a lot of time there. And we will. We're not perfect. This journey is not for the perfect. Because if you're that perfect, I mean, you already arrived, and I'm happy for you. Because we all need to get to that place of clarity and reliance on the Father like never before. But I really think it makes a difference when we can all get to that place of clarity, when it's not just about me and what I'm doing, but how I can benefit others. That's valuable. It's not always about money. But sometimes it's just the sense of the spiritual sense of knowing that I am a benefit and an asset. Because wisdom is key in leading a peaceful life. We don't need to be a part of everything. And some things we don't need to even give our valuable time to. When we seek the Father, He'll lead us and guide us. Isaiah 48. This is what the Lord says, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord your God, who teaches you what is good for you and leads you along the paths you should follow. And I believe the Lord's not just saying that to be saying that. If we have purpose, we're not just here to exist. We have purpose. And if our purpose is to align with someone that may need what's been deposited to us, good wisdom, godly wisdom, not perfect, but for what our purpose is, it's always good because it's from the Father. And I'm thankful to even come to that place to understand I'm effective. I could be infectious or I could be effective. And you want to be on the side of, I did good. I did something good for someone else just by being in the room and the place at the right time. But did I have or was I in the right state of mind? Was I effective? Did I make a good impression? Did I leave them with something that's going to lead them in the right direction that they need to go? We can't do it by ourselves. Sometimes we are not equipped. So why not go back to the Father? Why? Because He says in His word, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is there anything too difficult for me? When you got the Lord on your side, okay, we're doing phenomenal. We're in the right place. You can't get any better than that. We say we want to meet the right people. Well, we need to go to the source. We have a resource. We have a vital for our daily walk. The Father, the Lord knows what we have need of. He's our keeper. He's our breath of life. And Job said, the Spirit of God has made me. And we know if we read it, if you haven't read it, Job 33:4, he says, the Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life, which inspires me. I'm not a scholar, but I can read, and Job was going through. And even in all that he was going through, no fault of his own, but the Lord had purpose, even in his going through. And sometimes we make our own Job situation because we didn't come and sit down be still. Know that God is saying, let go, let me take over, or let me advise you in the way that you should go. Even David hiding out so many times, God had purpose even in that. The leaders of the Bible, they weren't perfect. Neither are we. So when I say now, I got it, I tend to pause and say, oh, Lord, forgive me. With you, all things are possible through Christ. I can't do this by myself. Guide me, even the right people, so that I may know that I'm on this I'm doing this, Father, because there's purpose in it. There's value in it. And if you have chosen me to be of value to someone's walk, then, Father, give me the right instructions. Lead me in the direction that I need to be. Because it's not all about me. I am inspired. Because now, Lord, you know it better than me. I got to take my hands off it because I want to see what you do with the situation. Lord, I want what you want. Why? Because it takes the pressure off me to say I got it right and then to not have it right and be ineffective to someone else that may have needed me to be. You got that? With God's help, I do. And it's not something I need to broadcast it, but when it's God and then you know it's the Lord, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing because I'm following the guidance of the Father who made me, who knows me better than I know myself. And you may say, how do I do that? A simple conversation. If you and I were sitting in front of each other right now, it's as simple as that. We make it hard. Society can make it hard. Society may think we're foolish, but they may seek a higher power. They may want to go to the top and have a conversation with the CEO, but really? Can you do that? Can you just walk in the building? Can you sit at home and make a phone call and have a Zoom with the CEO of your company? Unless you're invited. But the Lord is with us. He is our keeper. So we have access. Know that you have access. So He's made the heaven and the earth. You can't get any better than that. You have access to the King, to the top, the Lord of Lords. There is no other. There's nothing too difficult for him. But we have to get to a place of realizing, Lord, I don't have it. I don't got it. I can't see. So I want to align with your will and your way. Because right now, what I need, what you need me to be and where you need me to be, it's not going to happen unless, Father, you're in the midst of it. It's not going to happen unless you're leading and guiding me in your truth. Because my truth is a little distorted because my life experiences or my encounters, good, bad, or indifferent, have kind of swayed me. So instead of second guessing continuously, go to the Father. Seek his will and his way. Ask him to lead and guide you. Lean not to thine own understanding. Those things, that's in the Bible for a reason. It's wait a minute. Be still and know that I am God. It's there for a reason. It's saying pause. Before you make a move. Seek me. Bring me in. I know exactly where you need to be at the time you need to be at. Communicate with me. I am with you always. I am he who sustains you. Be still. Be still. I pray that this makes a difference. This is a daily walk for all of us. I've arrived on one point and I'm so far on another. So what would I do? I will seek the Lord. I will seek him often, daily. He is our daily bread. Don't go without your daily bread. Don't go without checking in. Before you face the world, talk to the Father. He's listening. He's waiting, longing to guide us in the right direction, aligned with his will today. God bless you and keep you always.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.